The SWAT girls wrestling team was more than successful last Friday when they swept the dual tournament. Head coach Tiffany Sound detailed how her girls came out on top of some of the top wrestling teams in the area, including Ames and Missouri Valley, while beating a few others such as Lewis Central for the first time in a few seasons.
Our first one was against Missouri Valley. That was our closest one. It was 48-30. And the last duel time we dueled them, we lost by very, very small margin, but this time we came back and got them. And then we dueled Ames, and Ames, we came out on top of them as well, 54-27. And then our last duel of the night was against Lewis Central, and that one we really stepped up, 63-17, and that was just a blast. I had so much fun.
SWAT Valkyrie has been a young team that has continued to get better, so much so that it has even impressed Coach South. This is a group of girls that continue to learn from film lessons, something that has helped multiple young athletes develop to become some of the top wrestlers in the area. Coach Sal said that some of her girls finally got that quote-unquote snap to get that aggressive mindset and step up the level of their game.
We work hard. We critique film a lot. We go in and we just kind of watch them and have the girls watch film, because I think watching themselves on film helps them to understand what exactly they're doing. When we're yelling at them on the mat, they're like, what do you mean? But when we're pointing it out in a film and slowing it down and then we get up and show them exactly what they're supposed to do, I think it finally clicks in their head. Because we saw them doing stuff last night that all of us coaches looked at each other like, what? That was awesome. So that makes me happy that they're learning, they keep going. And I think some of them finally got that snap. Like, we've been doing some mind training and, you know, how to be solid in mind when you're on the mat, off the mat, and preparing for your matches. And I really think that having that aggressive mindset going in and just knowing we're that good and we can do this kind of flips that switch a little bit and helps them to step up their game.
One of the top goals this season for SWAT was to beat Lewis Central, a team that has beaten the Valkyrie multiple times in the past in tight matches. This season was flipped, as the girls beat Lewis Central 63-17 and had 8 pins on the night. SWAT has continued to not only change their goals, but they're making new ones to lead into the state competition.
Last year, we always came in second to Lewis Central. And it was just like every single time. And I told Coach Manns, I was like, I feel like we're your maid of honor at your wedding every single weekend. And he's like, it's good. He's like, I love the competition and I love that, you know. And I'm like, me too. Like, it makes us work that much harder. So one of my goals was actually to come on top of Lewis Central, and we got that done. So that makes me happy. I mean, it's a very particular goal, but, and then, you know, yes, my goals have morphed a little bit. At the beginning of the season, we had a brand new team, a lot of brand new wrestlers, but they have come so far. And now coaches and I are taking wagers on how many we're going to get to state.
While there has been a lot of recent success, SWAT is preparing for some tough competition ahead of themselves, as they have just 2 more matches until the IGH-SAU regional qualifier. There is still a lot to prepare for and improve on when it comes down to the regional matches.
Yeah, we have our home duel in Anita coming up this week. It's our parent night and also our senior night. It's going to be a good one as well. It's going to be Sergeant Bluff Lutton and Dennison Schleswig. And they usually bring a good competition to the mat as well. And then we go up to the Raccoon River Invite. That goal I'm not sure I can attain, but hey, we'll go out fighting for it. And then, yeah, we're on to the Valkyrie Invite here at Atlantic again, and that'll be another good big tournament, and then on to regionals.
SWAT returns to action on Tuesday, January 9th, in a quad duel at Cam High School around 5:30 p.m., weather permitting. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.